the last question, Sat. Is grace pure love, love of self that takes us home to itself?
Grace just is, and because it's just is, our isness is grace. The reason that most people don't feel it and they struggle is because they don't settle down enough to a dwelling place to really see it. The struggle is not normal. It is not the nature of reality. But the separation gives this idea of having to do more mental agitation and gymnastic. But you know, I have to also say that we have to live as the body and the ego and the mind. So we just use that whenever we can as an art of living. And the most important is that we stay away from judging ourselves and condemning ourselves. Whenever we see a little bit of an anxiety or any type of thing that is trying to fool us, we just settle down. Because we know where our treasure house is now. We don't have to rush to it and we don't have to worry about not having it. Just a very mild remembrance during the day is enough. We don't want to be perfect because the perfection is our nature. So we need to even be chill on a spiritual path and not be forceful or cause another type of an anxiety. Just remembering that we are free, that we are divine, like we tell our children, is a good reminder to settle down and not to strongly believe our situation. And also have some sympathy for our the part of our humanness that, yes, I find myself here and I'm going to work with myself. So, again, our path is a path of freedom, not bullying ourselves or our way, approach to life. Easily we go through life. If we cannot remember it, then we won't. And if we fail, we come back much stronger. If we forget, when we remember, we hold on to it longer. And that's all we can do, because we are just caught between humanhood and divinehood.